Greetings, friends. Another of the great I Ams in the Gospel by John is found in the 10th chapter and verse 9. It reads like this, most important. The 10th chapter, verse 9, I am the door. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The wonderful metaphor here is, I am the door. I am the door. An object that we know most about, perhaps, is a door. And he uses that to illustrate himself, to reveal himself, to show that what he is to the children of men. Also, there is another I am. It's in the 8th chapter. We'll just refer to it. And verse 58, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Oh, how beautiful this is. They said, the Jews folks had said to him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? So he answers, before Abraham was, I am. The eternal God, manifest in flesh, human flesh, but still God at the same time. He ever was, never had a beginning, will not ever have an end. Whether we understand it or not, we can believe it. By faith, we can believe it because he is. He ever was. He'll never cease to be. Before Abram was, I am. The I am of eternity past. And then again in the 9th chapter in verse 5, he says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. He refers again to himself as being the light of the world. And then we come into the great shepherd and sheep chapter of the Gospel by John, chapter 10. Where he speaks as a good shepherd. And he speaks about the sheepfold. And he says, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. So friends, this is very important. If we are determined, if we are anxious, if we would like to know the way of salvation, then this is vastly, vastly important. He that climbeth up some other way doesn't enter in by the door to the sheepfold. He that climbeth up some other way, the Lord Jesus said, he's a thief and is a robber. So therefore, if he's the way to heaven, if he's the door to heaven, and he is, if he's the light of the world to show us the way to heaven, and he is, then, friends, if we try some other way to get to heaven, are we not putting ourselves right in the place where he has said here in chapter 10, verse 1, that he that climbeth up some other way is a thief, the same as a thief and a robber. Will not get to heaven in any other way, because there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, we read in the book of the Acts. There's no other way. He saith here, I am the door to the sheep. And in the scripture, those who are the followers of Jesus are often referred to as sheep, especially the Israelites. They knew what it meant for a sheep or a lamb to be led to the slaughter. They offered those living sacrifices. They slew them, shed their blood, and offered them to God. And so they are referred to as sheep, the followers of the Lord Jesus. And those who do not follow him, who do not believe him, were referred to at times as goats. The distinction between the two classes, there are only two classes of people in the world today, as far as God's concerned, as far as salvation is concerned, as far as getting to heaven is concerned. And that, the two classes are those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ to the salvation of their souls and those who do not. Those who are saved, those who are not saved. Those who have found the Savior, those who are lost to the Savior. It's not a question of what our color is, or what our country is, or our station in life, whether we're rich or poor. It doesn't matter whether we're old or young. But it does matter, friends, that we enter by the door. That we accept God's way of salvation, and not man's ways of attempting to get to heaven. Back in the 11th of Genesis, the people at that time decided they were going to build a tower that would reach to heaven. They were going to get up to heaven that way. But God confounded their language, or confused their languages, so they couldn't understand one another. He wouldn't let them build it. They built so far, and then he stopped them. Yes, you can't build any other way to heaven. Not by good works, not by the best of works. Not by religion, not by Bible reading or by prayer. Although these may be great things in their own way and in their right time, yet, friends, there's no way to buy heaven. There's no way to work your way to heaven. We must accept God's simple plan of heaven, of getting to heaven, and that's by way of the Lord Jesus Christ, who came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. And if we're not lost, then we'll not want to be found. It's just as simple as that. But friends, you're going to die. As sure as you're born, you're going to die. There are many other things you'll fail to get in this world and fail to do, but you're going to die. All of us are going to pass away of all the earth if the Lord be not come. If he comes, then all who are saved, you'll know then who are saved, because they'll be gone in a moment of time, and you'll be left behind. What a terrible catastrophe for all eternity if you're left behind. The Lord is coming. He said, if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where ye are, that where I am, there ye may be also. Yes, we're going to be with the Savior for all eternity, those who have entered by the door. He is the door to the sheep. He takes care of the sheep. He shepherds the sheep. He shepherds those who have trusted him, those who are saved. He's their shepherd. He takes care of them. He provides for them. He does everything for us, for those who are saved. But in verse 9, he says, I am the door, and here's the door of salvation. Here's the door to heaven. I am the door. I am. Oh, think of that. It's not the church, friends, and this is no reflection on the church. But it's not the church. It's not a congregation. It's not a set of rules. It's not a following a dogma. But my friends, it's a Savior. He says, I am the door. If we want to get in, we must enter by the door. To climb up some other way, there's a thief and a robber. You'll never get in. I am the door, says he. By me, not by any other way. But doesn't say by me, or else you can take this alternative. There's no alternative. This is absolute, friend. There's no need for mistaking here. Oh, don't make a mistake. There's no way to heaven save by the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who died for us that we might be fitted to be in heaven. Because a little bit of thought on your... We'll be convinced in our own souls, how would we like to be sitting in a meeting, a church religious service, from one day in and day out for a whole week? Well, some might be able to stand it, but think of it all the time. It's going to be Christ exalting up in heaven, friends, all the time. We'll be praising and magnifying the Savior. Whatever else we'll be doing, we don't know. But my friends, you wouldn't be, if you're not saved, you don't want to go to a prayer meeting. If you're not saved, you don't care whether you go to any kind of a religious service at all. No, we get very tired of it. If the hour goes over the hour, we're in trouble. We're restless. We want to go home. My friends, we need to be changed. We need to be saved. We need to enter in by the door. And look what he says. If you enter, I am the door by me. If any man, any individual, If they enter in by the door, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Here's an act of faith. You can't enter into the door just like you do into the door to your home, but you do by the Lord Jesus, faith in Him, receiving Him as your Savior, you're entering in by the door. And then He says, you'll be a pauper, and you'll not have anything to rejoice over or to be happy. You'll be sad all the rest of your days. Not a bit of it, friends. That's Satan's language. What does the Savior say? If I am the door by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Oh, what a grand word that is. Saved, saved for eternity. Saved to tell others. Saved by the blood of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. And what does he say? Well, if he shall be saved, and he shall go in and out and find pasture, everything to satisfy. And he'll find it. He won't need to pay for it. He'll find it. What you find, you don't usually pay for. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. Oh, by faith, take the Savior as yours now. He's the door to heaven. The door to salvation is the only way in. There's no other way in. Friends, don't miss Him. It's a person we present to you, the person of Christ the Savior, who died for your sins on the cross, made it possible for you to enter in and be saved for time and eternity. Father, bless Thy precious word. May many enter into the today through the door, through the blessed Christ of God, who says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Bless Thy word. May many trust Christ. Bless our president and all who are in authority, our great country again. May the world learn to live at peace. And may, Lord, righteousness soon reign. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.